That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by MeUndies.com.
MeUndies.com.
What?
Why gentle spoon?
It's just a funny, silly way to say gentleman. So I can be
but
like...
But it wasn't like a rhyme. Or it did,
I didn't. Oh, you know what I should have said? Was ladles. Hello, ladles and gentle spoons.
That's
to start from the top.
I'm actually laughing.
That's actually pretty good.
That's actually gold, man.
This episode is brought to you by MeUndies.com. MeUndies.com. Stylish, comfortable underwear. That's basically the short pitch. And it's easy to say, and it's easy to sort of understand, but unless you really go there, you don't quite get it.
Unless you feel them.
Yeah.
Feel the undies.
It's easy to say, get them, and then you don't.
Yep.
So we actually are urging you this time. Do get a pair.
Sure.
This is the plan. We said it once before. Get one. Don't use our discount code yet. Get one pair for $20.
Oh, interesting.
You can do that. You can get a $20 pair of underwear. Treat yourself. Go to,
and you know we don't even give a F because we're telling you not to use the code.
Right. Then, when you love it so much, go to MeUndies.com/Jake or MeUndies.com/Amir, and you'll want to buy a whole lot more.
Wow.
Because they're that
good. So
you're
saying use our code for the... Get the 20% off...
For the big boy order.
Yeah. For the big boy order.
The big boy order.
All right.
They also have comfortable shirts, sweatshirts, and a bunch of other stuff for
underwear
men.
For men and women.
Yeah, yeah. And there's free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. This is a... It's smart, and it's good, and you should do it. They also
and you
have,
need to wear underwear, so they might as well be nice.
You need to wear me underwear.
Nice.
Actually, give me a pen.
No.
Okay, that makes sense. And they have Design of the Month. So if you've been there and done that in January and February, check out their March and April collection. It's April Showers this month, which is umbrellas.
It's cute. And it's hot because they're like underwear on sexy models with better bodies than even me.
Yeah, the website is just panning through photos, and it's just attractive people in underwear. So if you just at the very least want to see like... This chick is wearing roller skates, which is pretty hot.
I'm dead serious.
And then there's a dude
She's got gams.
There's a dude wearing a denim shirt
and a white
V-neck underneath, and he's got really good hair and a chill beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I see?
Oh, it went away. Now it's the hot
roller skates are back. That's fine. Glad I leaned over for that.
So when you like what you feel and then you want to buy more, go to MeUndies.com/Jake or MeUndies.com/Amir for 20% off your order of Me underwear. Check them out. Please do enjoy and do enjoy this episode. Things ended up getting real, which is pretty fun.
Indeed.
And yeah, let's get started.
Cheers. Ta-da.
Before we start, special shout out to Clam Dip and Dave Rosenberg. Stop. If I were you, walk into a Starbucks, looking all around, picking up a gun that I see on the ground. See a guy in the corner look a lot like Jake. He was a swiper right on Tinder. What a fucking mistake. Looking to the left, and I think I see a mirror going zero to the D, but won't put it in the rear. They're giving their advice to some punk ass kid. If I were you, show now. You gotta just send it in. Having dinner with a girl who was looking kind of sad. Everyone was gone, and even her missing dad. John Wolfe up to his dirty little trick, stealing candy from a baby. It is probably on his list. If you're walking outside, then be careful of the bird. Watch you go to work. It's something I overheard. Getting so many guests, something I really love. Jake and Amir throwing the pieces up.
Kyle Morris.
Very tight flow.
He had a good flow. The beat was from our boy Hoodie Allen, but overall he had a tight flow.
Yeah, most of all it was the tight flow.
His name that he goes by on social media and stuff is K-Y-L-M-O-R-R. K-Y-L-M-O-R-R. So if you're looking for him on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, and or Twitter, it's Kyle Moore.
Right.
How does it work when people just take the beats to songs? Like, that, those are available? Or
I think as
somebody,
long as you don't, as long as you're not making any money.
I mean, like, actually, like, let's say I want the beat to an Eminem song. Somebody has extrapolated it and posted it online, or you have to recreate it?
I don't know. I guess, I bet you have to, people have to recreate it, right? So I bet people have done that and it's online.
Or does, like, when Eminem upload the song, you can, like, download it and, like, remove his track and then just leave
the beat?
I bet
they probably try to make it so you can't do that. But I don't know. I don't really know anything about music.
Yeah.
You should Google it and just see if you could get Eminem just the beat.
Yeah.
The real Slim Shady.
Oh, I bet you can.
For sure.
Yeah. And then we can rap over it. Because that's the bad part of us. We don't know how to make beats.
Well, also, well, personally, I wouldn't be able to rap on the beat. So that's the bad part about me.
Well, let's try to make a beat right now and see what happens.
Okay.
Do you want to do the doof, doof, doof or the melody part that, like, goes over it?
I should do the doof, doof, doof.
All right. So just, like, give me, like, the basic drum. Right.
Doof, 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 doof. Is this good?
Because it felt right.
You know, that actually reminds me of something that Glocal did.
What?
And that song I mentioned, stealing candy from a baby, which, as you know, actually would be illegal.
Yeah.
But I have seen him devise a way
to
get candy without a baby's consent.
How's that?
So he'll go up to a baby with a lollipop.
Baby has a lollipop.
Yeah, like a baby in a stroller with a lollipop.
So you're talking about John Wolfe here.
Glocal John Wolfe, of course.
Gotcha.
And he'll say to the mother or the father, whoever's walking it, like, I'm
walking it like a dog, like it's
walking
a dog.
The stroller.
Gotcha.
He'll say, I'm so sorry, I'm diabetic, I need a sugar fix, I would never do this, but, like, I don't have any money, can you please help me out? And the mother father looks around helpless
because he's, like, sort of well put together, but it's kind of creepy.
But he's, like, a little sweaty. He's like, I'm really sorry, I would never do this. And they could see he has, like, car keys and a phone, so they don't think he's, like, a crazy homeless person, right?
Yeah.
So they'll say, and they're far from a store, of course. He makes sure to do this far from, like, a 7-Eleven, so they can't just give him some money and say, go find a store.
So he'll, like, that he'll prey on residential areas.
He needs
areas.
The sugar fix now, and they don't have any choice. They take the candy from the baby, which they're allowed to do because they bought the candy in the first place. They're the parents.
Yeah.
And they hand it to John Wolfe. The kid cries. He says, I can't believe I'm doing this. I never thought I'd steal candy from a baby.
And then sometimes John's like, this is so bizarre, but can I actually take the candy out of the baby's hands?
Yeah.
Like, he gets off to that little thrill.
The craziest
that little
walks,
legal thrill.
He walks away sort of like almost like a super, like a Jason Bourne walking away from an exploding building.
Yeah, he never looks back.
Never looking back. Kid crying behind it. Parent trying to comfort this kid to no avail.
Yeah.
And he tosses the candy in a garbage can. Subtle.
Holy shit.
Subtle.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
It's an advice podcast. People will email us their questions to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com and we do our best to offer our advice. Sometimes we tell stories about John Wolfe, this brazen social vigilante.
An anti-hero of all sorts.
A jack of six trades and a master of four. All right. Do you have a name for this first person? These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Let's name all these people after cities that we're going to in Australia.
That's right. We're coming to Australia to do this show live on stage. No, that's
muy bueno. See you down under.
So you're a Spanish Australian?
I didn't know how to say down under in Australian.
That down under is down under in Australian. You mean Spanish?
What?
All right. So this is a lady.
Let's call her Adelaide.
Wow, that's actually a nice name for a girl.
It really is.
Adelaide writes, needing some hypothetical advice here. 2 months ago, I ended a 2-year relationship with my boyfriend because things had gotten a little rocky and I had sort of fallen for someone else. Basically, a week later, I was seeing this other guy and was stoked and happy. Fast forward to now, I realize that I just moved on way too fast from my ex, and I've just broken up with guy number 2, and I'm considering making things work again with my original boyfriend sometime in the future. My question is this. If I wanted to remain friends with guy number 2, would my original BF be justified in being extremely jealous or pissed off? I just got along really well with guy number 2, but in more of a friendship way than a romantic way, and I can see my ex being extremely jealous if we were to remain friends. This is all hypothetical, but I know my ex well enough to know that he would almost be definitely upset. Maybe understandably so? Question mark. Thank you for potential help with my potential problem. Love, Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide. Just try not having a boyfriend.
You can't. This is why you can't have nice things. She had one boyfriend, broke up with him, and started dating another guy, and now she wants to break up with him.
After, like, a week or two.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And then she wants to go back to the first guy, but is afraid that the first guy will be jealous if she stays friends with guy number 2.
Well, that'll definitely happen, but I want to infer a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
So let's see. Let's zoom out.
Uh-huh.
She broke up with guy number 1.
Yeah.
To date guy number 2.
Yeah.
Big mistake right off the bat.
Why?
When you are breaking up with someone because you think you've fallen for someone, like because things got rocky and you've fallen for someone else,
uh-huh.
You didn't really fall for anybody else.
Oh.
You fell for the idea of a better relationship outside of your relationship.
Interesting. That's a severe claim you're making.
Yes.
But you are resolute.
I am resolute. I am definite. I am adamant.
You are Adelaide.
And I'm adamant for Adelaide. This is the point that must be made. So you broke up with your boyfriend. Great decision. You were unhappy after 2 years. It was rocky. You were looking elsewhere for love.
With guy number 1.
She was looking for guy number 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was definitely time to break up with guy number 1.
Uh-huh.
She immediately started dating guy number 2.
Uh-huh.
That's where your good decisions ended. You should not have gotten immediately into another relationship for a Band-Aid. I'm not the first person to comment like this. It's what they call a rebound,
which
it's
is
a cliche.
What is it? What's the psychology behind the rebound?
I don't know what the psychology behind it is, but I think it's just like you're single, you feel like you need somebody, you feel like...
But you think that person is usually... a fake, a phony, a shell,
a red herring, because you're like, oh my god, this person isn't my boyfriend and he was such a piece of shit, I'm gonna go all in on this dude.
Oh.
Or this girl, like, this is perfect, this is what my last relationship was missing,
and then everything that, different,
yeah, but every you don't, it's not necessarily good, it's just not the same. That's what was exciting to you.
Oh, interesting.
But now she's realizing here, let's keep on following this.
Uh-huh.
She's realizing here that she doesn't want to be with this guy. So, time to break up. That's a good decision. But to get back with your ex, that would be another bad decision.
Right. There's a reason you broke up.
So every time you've considered breaking up, I applaud you. And every time you consider jumping into another relationship, I laud you.
I really do laud you. I cheers you for the breakup and I jeers you for the getting back together. It's kind of like a dog or a baby with a short-term memory. It's like you give it a blue ball and they're like, all right, blue ball, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they're like, get kind of bored with it, and you give them a red ball. Like, oh, red ball, even better. And then they get bored with it. And then you're like, oh, what about this blue ball? He's like, oh, blue ball, that's new, that's different, blue ball.
Yeah.
You don't, like, wait a minute, you were hanging out with the blue ball before the red ball. He's like, no, I don't know about that. I can only think about
only
this
the
current
red ball and the blue ball are human beings, yeah, with feelings and emotions.
Well, that's the problem.
And you're just biting them and swinging them around in your mouth and tossing them into the dirt in the yard.
What you should do is add a third person to this rotation. That way they don't feel like they're going back and forth.
And I guess just to also answer her question, of course your boyfriend would be jealous, and of course you would have good reason to be.
Yeah.
You would be close with the person you broke up with him for. You can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe if it's like a friend that, like, I shouldn't say maybe, but like, boyfriends are cool, should be cool with like, oh, this guy was my friend before you and we're just friends now. Okay, that's fine. Or, oh, I met this guy and he's cool, but in a friend way. It's like, all right, that's a little bit fishier, but that's fine. But it's like, I want to hang out with the guy that I dumped you for again. And yeah. Like, that's, I think I have to draw the line. I don't know if I can hang out with you if you do that.
Yeah. At least that's what I would do if I was a boyfriend. And if you have an inkling that he's going to be extremely jealous, then he's going to be twice that jealous.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, have you ever gotten back together after breaking up?
Yeah. A long time ago. And I don't think it was like... It definitely wasn't a healthy thing to do.
Yeah. It seems like that's a low... I guess all relationships have a low rate of survival, but like the getting back together with somebody seems especially low.
Yeah, I think that's a hard feat to pull off. Not saying it can't be done.
No, I know someone who did that and got married to that person.
Right. Well, that's great. But I think at the very least, this girl needs to spend some time being single, because it sounds like you've just had two bad relationships and you think those are the only two options. Like, well, I hated guy number one, so I went out with guy number two, but I don't like him that much, so I'll go back to guy number one. There's 3 billion guys in the world.
Yeah.
So try any... You struck out with two.
Yeah.
Let's try a third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We'll just keep on going down the line, but not going back to anyone until you've had at least a higher sampling than just the next guy.
Sure. All right. That's it. We need another girl's name. It's got to be Sydney.
Yeah. It will be Sydney.
So here's the deal. My boyfriend's roommate, Brian, recently started dating one of my really close friends, Emily, and they're very much into each other. I was super excited for her until last week when I found out something very weird and very gross about Brian. A couple months ago, one of the female roommates in my apartment caught Brian masturbating with his door open, and he made eye contact with her. Come on, dude. About a week later, one of the other roommates in the apartment caught Brian masturbating with the door open again. They had a talk with him about it and were like, hey, close the door, please. And then a week later, it happened again. The roommates all had a meeting about it the other day and decided it was best to kick him out. Brian claimed he has some sort of impulse control problem, and it's a product of his depression. But I'm pretty sure he just likes masturbating in front of people and wants to be caught, right? Also, I should mention, even though his door is wide open, he keeps sitting in a very specific position on his bed, so you can see him through the crack between the wall and the hinges. How do I tell my friend Emily about this? They haven't been dating that long, but she's super into him. Do I give Brian a chance to tell her before I tell her? Ugh, is he a murderer? What would you do? Thanks. Love, Sydney. Is he a murderer?
I guess he didn't kill anyone yet.
All right, so let's once on one under that.
It sounds like he's a sexual deviant, a pervert.
If you will. Masturbating with the door open once could be a mistake, but 3 times is a trend.
Right.
And this guy's just doing it.
Shame on you, shame on me, arrest me. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So, I guess this guy he gets off to the fact that he might be caught. It's weird that he says that it's a result of his depression.
Right. I don't know enough about any of that stuff to comment on it. But at the very least, if it was my friend dating that person, I would bring her up to speed for sure.
Yeah. At the very least, you can tell her the whole story, including the depression part. That way, it's not like you accusing anybody. Just
tell
her
the whole story, including Brian's point, or at least what Brian presented as his point of view.
Yeah.
Because I bet if he tells your roommate or your friend the story, he'll leave a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. Like, well, he'll mention the depression part.
Right. And maybe not the masturbating 3 times in the house meetings.
It's hard
that he ignored.
When someone has depression, you like want to like be like, oh, this, we should help him as much as possible. But what if he has depression and then also like does something bad?
Right.
Like, you can't use it as a get out of jail free card.
Well, yeah, it's like pleading the insanity defense at a court for after you murder somebody.
Yeah.
But also, like, just because if he has depression and impulse control problems, then maybe he does deserve somebody's help, but he doesn't necessarily deserve this girlfriend if she doesn't want to deal with any of that stuff. It's early in a relationship.
Yeah, that just explains why he did it. It doesn't it doesn't absolve him of the fact that it did happen.
Yeah. Like, okay, we understand the reasons that you masturbated 3 times with your doors open,
but
That does mean we don't want to live with you.
That was like, I was listening to another podcast, I think. And, oh, it was Pete Holmes' show. And he's like, I understand the reasons why you're doing it, but I still want you to stop. So a lot of people are like, no, I was only doing this because of this. It's like, I don't care why you did it. Yeah. I just don't want you to do it. That's the issue here.
That's happening.
Yeah. So that's what you do. You go up to your friend and tell her
everything.
Well,
there's like medicine for depression. And I don't know anything about impulse control and how all of that is linked up together. But it sounds like if you are masturbating with, even if you're on meds and you're masturbating with the door open, then you need to get different medicine because you're having a bad reaction to it.
You think there could be medicine for impulse, like a willpower pill?
Yeah, definitely there is.
You should take that.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't want to.
I was about to buy it, and then my impulse said, don't.
I do have bad impulse control, but I mean, not so bad that I can, I don't know. It sounds like he is missing something else.
Yeah, a screw is loose.
Like, impulse control is one thing, but then, like, what is it? What's the word that I'm trying to think of?
Masturbating with the door open?
Yeah, that was it.
The Dutch have one word for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
It's actually Tote. T-O-T-H-E.
T-O-T-H-E.
Yeah.
Tote.
Tote.
Cool. Tot, tot, one, tot, tot, two, tot, tote.
All right. I think we're done. We just tell her that this, tell your friend that her friend's been Django with the door open. Have you ever done that?
Definitely not.
It seems like the goal of masturbating is to be as alone as possible.
I pee with the door open, and that's about the maximum
amount that you'll share your dick.
Yeah.
Django in public. That's a different level.
I don't think I could even get hard in public. Let's try.
Follow me to a park. Watch this on an airplane. All right. Next question.
Yep.
Let's get to a guy. Let's finally talk to a guy.
It's about time.
No, actually, this one's about texting.
Great. Love that.
Thanks.
Walked right into it.
Guy's name?
Perth.
Oi, I'm Perth. Yeah, all right. Let's get down to bitchness.
Yes. I can't do the whole thing in an accent, but I recently matched with a really cute redhead on Tinder, and we hit it off nearly instantaneously. We chatted for a while, exchanged Snapchats and numbers, and arranged to meet up at a local coffee joint. Going into this, I was nervous as all hell, mainly because it's difficult to tell a person's height through Tinder pics, and tall women intimidate me. Luckily, all was well, as she was slightly shorter than me. Oh, we got coffee, split a waffle, and after about an hour and a half, she decided she had to head out. I gave her a ride back to her dorm, where she said that she would, quote, do this again, and she would, quote, text me. I sent her a Snapchat 2 days later, which she opened but never responded to. Now it's been 3 whole days since I've heard anything from her. My question to you guys is, when a girl says, I'll text you, how long should it usually take to hear from her? 1 day? 2? 3? A week? Would you message her at this point, or would that seem too desperate? To my understanding, we both had a fun time, so I don't understand the radio silence. Any help would be rad. Ta-da, boys. Love, Perth.
Ah, Perth. I think in my world, I think we live in the day and age where if she liked you and she said she'll text you, she would have done it that afternoon.
It would have happened by now.
Yeah.
And then a Snapchat, an unresponded Snapchat.
Unresponded Snapchat, I think, is fine. I personally think if you wanted to see her, you should have been there's still time. Text her now.
But you're saying odds are low.
Odds are low, but you might as well text her because she said, yeah, I want to do this again. I'll text you. And then she didn't text you, but maybe you just remind her. You just say, hey, how's your week been?
But that's opening a
real line of communication. Snapchat, she doesn't even know that that snap just went to her. That could have been sent to 20 different people.
Right.
So she doesn't feel the need to respond to it.
I think right now she's not entirely interested, but she might also not be in the point where she could be neutral. She could just be like, yeah, if he doesn't text me, I won't text him. And if he texts me, maybe I'll give him another shot.
Right.
Like, the best you can hope for is neutral right now.
Yeah, so just
she's definitely not super into it. She's not super into it.
Right.
Otherwise, she would have texted you.
Yes.
But she might be the phase below that, which is fine if you text her and she'll meet up again.
Totally.
But there's also a chance she might even be in the phase below that, which is I'm going to have to tell him no.
Right. But that's possible too. But at the very least, stop waiting for a text from her, because right. that is not happening.
The question is, why did she say, I'll text you?
I don't know. Maybe it was just like a nice way to say goodbye. You could also, she could have said, text me or let's text, but
right.
maybe, who knows why she said what she said. Impulse.
I think my theory is at the end of a date, you'll don't take anything for what it seems. Like at the end of a date, it's slightly uncomfortable. You don't know what's going to happen. People just say things like, oh, yeah, we should do this again. Oh, I'll text you. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, thanks, when I'm on the phone with like airline representatives, yeah. I say, talk to you soon.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not true.
Right.
Like, all right, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
So don't actually hold anyone accountable to anything said
you
on the last.
You text me.
The last 5 minutes of a date is just a free-for-all. You just say shit.
Yeah, that's
all right, true. See you later, bye. Maybe we
the
should do this
to
again.
The thing to latch on to is, like, we should do this again. That at least means, like, let's communicate more.
No, but, like, I could say, let's do this again, and a girl can just feel, like, you don't want to say, I'm okay at the end of the date. Right. So they'll be like, yeah, we totally should.
That's true.
It's all lies. No, the last 5 minutes of a date are lies.
The first hour of a date is also lies.
Oh, shit.
Not to mention all the flirtatious lead up. That's lies. In the first 3 months.
There's 8 seconds in the middle of a first date that's pure truth, and everything to the left and right of it is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really excavate it.
You have to laser in.
Yeah, you have to dig deep and find out what the truth is. That's something I've noticed recently. The lies at the end of a date.
Right. Because yeah. everyone wants to be polite.
Yeah, you're not going to say, you're not then and there, you can't be like,
we should do this again. Actually, I had fun, but I don't see this going past
a third date.
So, I mean, I'm going to cut it off here.
Yeah.
I'll dodge your next 2 texts and we will never see each other again. But namaste, it was fun to have a drink. Just kidding. It wasn't that fun. I wish I didn't drink because I don't feel like being hungover tomorrow. This was not worth it. Take care.
Actually,
or don't. I don't care.
The thing is, I'm really starting to second guess dating in general. I just feel like I've been on a lot of these things, and they're all just fine.
Anyway, don't want to go off on too much of a tangent. So excited to get into my car and fart.
Goodbye, Charlie. Yeah, that's it. Don't read into what she said. And you can text her.
Yeah,
but don't have medium expectations.
I wouldn't text her being like, "Well, you said we were going to hang out. You said we'd do it again.
You said you'd text me. This whole relationship is built on a lie, baby. How do you expect
us to can't be honest with each other? How are we going to raise our kids? We're on the same team.
How are you going to raise your kids? That'd be crazy if every time you went on a first date, you had to raise kids together.
That would be a good idea for a first. It's a daycare. It's a date daycare.
A date care.
So you meet people on their first date. Uh-huh. You match them with like a 2-year-old.
Oh, wow. So let's just go straight into it.
Yeah.
Because like anybody can be cordial in a fucking dinner setting.
Right.
I want to see if a baby is crying in front of you and shitting and I'm like, can you do something about it? I want to see if you'll like snap and be like, can you get off your ass and stop watching TV and helping? Like, that's what you have
you
to know.
You would go so quick to yeah. watching TV at the
I'd
daycare.
Have a beer.
The daycare would literally be a sad den.
Yeah, on a Sunday at 11 a.m.
couch with football.
Yeah.
And you want a cold one.
But the kid also has a birthday party to go to.
Uh-huh.
But, like, your favorite team is playing.
Wow.
So in your mind, you're like, okay.
Dude, that's what I don't get about parenting. How could you still be a dad when the fucking game's on? Like, if there's chicken wings... And the Pats are playing, dude. What are you supposed to do? I can't be a dad that day.
I wonder if there's a correlation between sports fans and how good you are as a father. Because like sports fans have 10 hours a week that they just want to be watching TV. And non-sports fans don't have that.
Yeah, I bet sports fans are worse dads.
Like I'll really want to watch the Super Bowl. But if my kid has a soccer game... I'll be either A, watching the Super Bowl, or B, a resentful twat during the game. On my phone, refreshing
the
score.
Your kid just scored a goal.
I can't see because I have a fantasy player who's going off. or he's not going off. I'm pissed. My kid's doing well, but the reality that so that's happening is not like, as good as fantasy football.
Sad scene in a movie, which is a wide shot of like one of the little 5-year olds injured on the field, and everybody is like concerned. You're in the background looking at your phone, and you just go like this, both hands up in the air, touchdown.
I was down 17 going into the afternoon games, and this guy just fucking went ham.
Is the little one okay? Because I might win this box pool I'm in.
Roddy went for 10, 126, and 2 scores. How's little Mary doing? Hurt? Shit. Don't worry, Daddy's going to take care of you. You just won $80. All right, let's take a break. And we'll come back and answer one more question. You're watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Well, they might be during this podcast.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Bark box.
It came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Australia, I cannot stress enough how much we're coming to you. June 9th in Adelaide, June 10th in Melbourne, June 11th in Sydney, June 12th in Brisbane, June 14th at the Astor in Perth. Tickets are still available, but going fast. Melbourne, fastest selling show.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
That shit's going to sell out, bitch. Y'all want to hear how I got fucked for the first time?
Easy.
You better come to these shows, boss.
Well, that's not the only reason. It should be a fun night of comedy.
I don't
Streeter
care.
Will be there. He'll
I'm
be
gonna
doing
be
stand-up.
So fucking trash, gone, faded,
gay and scared,
dude. I'm gonna be Molly, Coke, whiskey, weed, pills.
What pills?
Uppers, downers. I don't give a fuckers, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You had a single Pepto Bismol chewable yesterday and started freaking out.
I was tripping. I think
you weren't. You were in bed by 9:45.
Yeah, but I had crazy dreams.
Did you?
No.
Slept right through. I actually woke up at 2 to pee.
It was actually insane. I slept like a rock from 9:45 until 1 a.m. Then I tossed and turned for a bit. Woo! I went to the bathroom, and then I went to bed from maybe 3 to 7.
That's fine. You're describing a fairly average night of sleep.
It was insane.
Why? It seems so normal.
I think I was out of it the whole time.
Yeah, of course. You were half asleep. Loser. All right. Last question. So I get off stage right, drop the mic, walk up to these hot chicks, and I'm all like, sup, lady, my name's Slim Shady. I'm the lead singer of D12, baby.
Did you just freestyle that, dude?
I did.
That was insane. Mm-hmm. It sounded exactly like My Band by Slim Shady.
Really? Oh, I think I borrowed some motifs.
Oh, okay.
But overall, the wording and phrasing was different.
Especially Slim Shady. Yeah. That's all mine.
At the very least, I said it right now and not him. So we need a guy's name.
Brisbane.
Hey, Amir and Jake. My name is... Oops.
Sorry.
Hey, Amir and Jake. My name is Brisbane, and I'm in a high school play playing the main lead. At the beginning of the play, my character begins to make out with another character. During rehearsals, we don't actually kiss. We just pretend to kiss and hug. Now, this girl that I'm supposed to make out with is a dime, and I want to actually make out with her for the play. I believe it would make the play better. Also, who doesn't want to make out with a dime? So here's my question. How do I ask and convince this girl to make out with me? And two, is it even worth it to ask? Thanks in advance. Brisbane. P.S. I've only kissed a girl once and it was a dare. I actually got dared not to do it.
This is a Broadway play, by the way.
They're that immature. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have an idea.
Okay, go for it.
You can't do it yourself. You can't be like, we should kiss, because that seems like you just want to kiss her because she's hot. What you can do is get the director to tell you to kiss. That way, you guys are just following orders, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is so awkward. Oh, you should practice at your house. Oh, I'm hard. That's the first line of the play.
It's a terrible play. It's a musical. Nary one song.
Oh, I'm hard today. Oh, he's hard, I say.
And then they make out for 4 hours. So I think your best bet is to get it as a direction from somebody. And then you act cool. You don't act excited or happy. You're just like, all right, you know, it's part of the game. Whatever. I'm not thrilled to be here.
The director says, I think you two should actually kiss. The girl's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, yeah, gross. I'm not going to kiss her. Like, what are you talking about? It was your idea.
Was it? Oh, my note was to make the play more authentic. You misread that.
I didn't say how or why or when or with whom.
Sally, side question. I think we should go out and make out for real because this director pervert's trying to set us up. Getting off to watching middle schoolers make out. I'm not interested.
No.
Do you think it's worth it? Is it considered a win if he gets it this way?
I think for where he's at, it would be like...
It's a step above a dare.
Yeah, your first two kisses are going to both be because you were told to. I think you maybe should start taking things into your own hands. But I feel like you could say it in a... Because like, this is also... You don't want to stage a coup with the director to melt and to make you kiss.
Yeah.
You should just say something to her. Just be like, this... I don't know. I think you turned it into a joke.
She should ask the girl.
It's going to look fake if we don't really kiss. This is not... I think we should... I don't know. You could say it. Just wait for an opening. Wait for an in.
Or just fucking do it. Play night. She can't freak out because it's like things are happening, right? You gotta be on top of your game, on your toes. You go in to make out. She can't freak out because that'll ruin her scene.
No, she'll slap you across the face and that'll ruin your scene.
And scene. So you're saying talk to the girl directly.
Or maybe try to inception her so she feels like she has the idea.
Oh.
But I think it should come from the two of you. You could say, does it look too fake that we're just hugging? And then she'll say, oh yeah, maybe you're right. We should kiss. Maybe she wants to kiss too. You should suggest, is there a better alt? I would say, this is what I would probably do in the situation.
Let's pitch
some
alts to this fake kiss thing.
I'd want to bring it up myself to her, but I also wouldn't want to suggest it because that would be a little too forward for me. I would say, is this like authentic enough what we're doing? Is there a way to make it a little more realistic? And that's sort of like backing you into a corner because like you are doing the most to make it realistic without kissing. The only thing to make it more realistic is make it real. And maybe she'll arrive at that same conclusion if you say, this option isn't great. Is there another one? And then let's see what she says. If she goes to lengths to avoid kissing you, then you know it's out of the question.
Well, it depends. Is it great lengths or just regular lengths? Like, if she just goes to regular lengths, you can probably make up that distance. If she goes to great lengths to avoid you...
Yeah, but how do you interpret regular lengths and great lengths?
A mile.
Perfect.
It's agreed. All right, Jake says talk to her in a subtle way. A backhanded way. Try to get...
Subtle way.
Just make her arrive at the conclusion.
Yeah, this isn't the best, right? What would be better?
So it's borderline amateur hypnosis.
Yeah, let her have the idea. And then you say, you're right, we should kiss. That's a good idea.
Regardless of what she says. I don't know. I guess we can hug for longer. You're right. We should kiss. Oh, you aren't listening to me. And I say, make a deal, even a cash deal with the director to be like, how much cash can I give you to say, maybe we should make out in the play? That way... it's not like
you know what would be
like
a better suggestion if she doesn't have anything, you'd be like, does this feel real? I feel like we could have a more authentic thing. And she says, yeah, I don't know, but I agree. And you're afraid to say, let's actually kiss. Suggest putting your hands on her face and your two thumbs on her lips.
Oh,
that's like a better stage kiss. And then you make out with you kiss your thumbs.
Yeah.
Which is basically saying, you know, like, I respect your space. We don't have to actually kiss, but I think this will look better. And then you guys get to be, like, weirdly close in a slightly better way than hugging.
That's pretty good. Fake kiss. That's a good even third technique. So we've given you three options. Please let us know what you choose.
More than you paid for.
You didn't pay anything.
Still.
All right. That is our time. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also need thumbnail submissions, artwork for the podcast when we post about it to our Facebook page, ideally at 600 by 315 resolution, but we'll take what we can get. The opening theme song was written by Kyle Morris. And the last one was from a lady named Elizabeth and a 5-year-old.
What?
That's cute. All right, we'll be back. Bye.
Jake and Amir, they give me lots of advice.
Advice!
Jake and Amir, they help me with all of life's strife.
Life!
Whenever I'm in trouble, I send an email to them.
Email!
Which is great, 'cause I don't have any real friends.
Friends!
Jake and Amir, Jake and Amir, Jake and Amir.
Hey, 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 hey.
Jake and Amir, Jake and Amir, Jake and Amir.
Hey, hey.